Perek Beis of Erev and Mishnah Hey. Our Mishnah is discussing a concept which we saw before, that even though an area that has mechitzas around it is midaraisa shusha yachol, that if it's very large and it was not made for dwelling purposes, then midrabbanan it loses its status as a shusha yachol. You're not allowed to carry more than 4 amos within it. It's like a karmelus midrabbanan. So Oydim Rabbi Yehuda ben Bova. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bova also said, Agina v'akapa shim shivim ala shirayim. If you have a garden which is made for planting vegetables or an open area which is not made for dwelling, and it's this area of Shivam Shiram, which is the area of Beis Sotayim. Beis So is 50 by 50, Beis Sotayim is 50 by 100, and if you make it into a square, it comes a little bit more than 70 by 70. Well, Kaf is Gadol Gavar Tzav, and has a wall around it, Metalfin B'Teicha. You could carry in it. B'Vachia B'Shemira B'Seira, as long as it has a place for a house for the shomer to stay in, or a mamash, a full-fledged house, osher teis mukhaliyah, it should be within the tchum of the city. So he requires at this measurement of shivim amos shirayim that it's mukaf l'dira. It has a house inside of it, or a chiddush that it's enough if it's within the tchum of the year, it's also considered some level of mukaf l'dira. Now, we paskin that has to be more than this in order to have this problem. But if it's exactly this amount of Shema B'Shirayim, even if it does not have this dwelling place in it, still you'll be able to carry it, as we'll see in the different sheets in this Mishnah. Anyway, he holds it once again, even though it's exactly based on Sosayim, even so, you're not allowed to carry in it unless it has a house or something similar to a house in it. He says it's enough to have a well or a different type of ditch with water, or a mara, it's also a cave that has water in it. And you don't have to have a full house there, but you have to have some water hole and the like inside of it in order to be considered partially mukaf l'dira, surrounded for dwelling purposes. Rabbi Kiva ima afila in ba'achas mikol elam mitalfon b'seicho. Even if it doesn't have any of these things, says Rabbi Kiva, it's all right. He says as long as it's not more than shivim, a little bit more than shivim amos, then it's all right. What you said is that seems to be like that law, that as long as it's not more than base sosayim, even this exactly base sosayim, even though it is not surrounded for dwelling purposes at all, it still has a full status of rishus yochid. Maitan the Gemara says, and he's a little bit more machmir, and he says that it has to be shivim ama and a drop more. If it's a little bit more than a drop more, it's too much, even if it comes out a little bit less than a square of 50 by 100. If a ledger and hoisa oka yisera al rochba filo ama atase metalfin b'seichai, he says that if it was wider more than it was long, then it was longer more than it was wide, even one ama, then you cannot carry it in this area. So he holds that this area of base of sign has to be a square. If it's a rectangle, you cannot carry it. Rabbi Yisrael, I feel oka pishnayim b'rech metalfin b'seichai, says even if it was twice as long as it is wide, as long as it's not more than base of sign, even if it's exact base of sign, you are allowed to carry within it. And we pass on like Rabbi Yosi, but comes out from Rabbi Yosi a chumra, that it's only if it's twice as long as it is wide. But if it's more than twice as long than it is wide, then Rabbi Yosi would also say that since it's base so sotayim, that's 100 by 50. Now it's going to be a little bit, 100 by 50 is the right, but if it's 49 by a little bit over 100, then since it's a sum total of base sotayim, and it's long and too long and narrow, he would say you cannot carry more than 4 amos within it.